And I invite the congregation to rise as you are able as we continue with the prayers of God's people. In the peace of Christ, our coming King, let us bring our prayers before our gracious God. Therefore, since we have been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Through him, we have also obtained access by faith into this grace in which we stand. For God's amazing plan of salvation to reach into our hearts, that all those for whom Christ Jesus came into this world may know the hope, joy, and peace of sins forgiven, for perfect peace to reign in the hearts and minds of all who believe, that we may be the Lord's instruments of peace in a world filled with troubles. In peace, let us pray to the Lord. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard our hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. For the outpouring of the Spirit of peace upon the Church of Christ, that all who wait for his appearing would be strengthened in their faith and renewed in their boldness to confess his saving name before all the world. For all those who doubt God's plan for their lives, that like the Virgin Mary, the Holy Spirit would make his word come alive in them, transforming them from the inside out. In peace, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. Jesus said, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives, do I give it to you. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid." For the comfort and peace of Jesus to touch the lives of all who are experiencing suffering, and especially loneliness in a time in which families gather for Christmas celebrations. Lord, we especially pray for those families that are experiencing hardship and are separated for Christmas. Lord, visit the hearts of each person that is feeling that loneliness and fill them with joy and peace. Let them know that they matter and count to you. Lord, for those families that are mourning the loss of loved ones, for the Weiler family and the family of Dennis Cole as they mourn the death of relatives just recently, and for those people that we name now with physical illnesses and challenges, Lord, we thank you for answered prayer for the Holesto family, for your guidance this week in providing the daily bread through surgery, through care, through visits, and everything that's been done for Brad. And we pray, Lord, boldly for a full restoration, for even better results in this week ahead. And we thank you for everyone involved in his care. Lord, also for those we name now, Bob, Bev, Steve, Courtney, Riley, Janine, Nicole, Jonathan, Karen, Mike, Paul, Susan, Jimmy, Jill, Katie, Jerry, Dan, Robert and Emmett, Dan, Oscar, Mal, Aaron and Mara, Glenn, Linda, Tim, and Rob. For Christ's peace to dwell among them as we celebrate his coming to save us, looking forward to the ultimate day in which he will come again in all power and glory. In peace, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. With hearts of gratitude and praise, we join with the hosts in heaven and say, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he is pleased. Into your hands, O God, we entrust our prayers through Jesus Christ, our King and Savior, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.